The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. It's Robin Ellis, and I'm here with my husband. And as he points to me and does this every week to me, go ahead.
Your husband is Alan Ellis, longtime weary host of this show. Not weary about being the host, just weary today.
He's sleepy.
I'm sleepy.
He just dragged himself in the back.
No, I've been up for a while. It's
not that long.
Okay. I'm glad you know how long I've been awake.
I know how long you've been conscious out here. How's that?
Exactly. Hi, folks. It's always nice to start this show off having a conversation where we don't see eye to eye.
That should be every week.
That's every week. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Chris.
You know how classy Robin is, right?
Okay, stop.
Man, she jumped out of bed last night when that thunder clap hit, like, at the back of the house. I mean, the storm was right over us. The thunder roared, the lightning crashed, and Robin jumped out of bed and immediately went to the bathroom for some reason. I mean, she made it into the bathroom, don't get me wrong. But that was quite a surprise to everybody, because it was a very, very loud one. So, how you doing, Chris? Everything good this week?
Another week has gone by with a blink of an eye.
With a blink of an eye.
I
well,
think my head's shrinking.
That wouldn't be a surprise.
I know I've lost weight, but I think it's all in my head.
What does that mean? You mean you think you've imagined that you've lost weight, or you actually have lost weight?
I've actually lost weight, but no, I just, my headphones feel too big, and I can't adjust them anymore.
Your headphones feel too big, and you can't adjust them anymore. I'm just trying to go over, verbalize what you just said to me. So, anyway, I'm sorry you're dealing with that. Hopefully we can make it through the show. If there's any reason why anybody would ever want to call in this show, I'm going to give you the call-in number. It's 410-922-6680. Robin, you're a bit low. Let me turn your microphone up just a tad.
Go right ahead.
How's that, Chris? You have to talk.
Well, you've got to talk so I can
tell. That makes too much sense.
I think you both are about the same volume.
Okay.
Is it good or bad volume?
Hey, you guys are fine right now.
Right now. That could change.
Exactly. That could change by the minute.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
So.
Oh, we went to the fundraiser last week. We had a nice person who listens to us every week stop by and talk to us.
Yes, we did.
Sarah was her name,
Sarah,
correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the fundraiser turned out great.
Captain Don came down from Pasadena.
And that was so much appreciated.
It was.
Really was, because he had just gotten off a boat.
He actually donated a nice John Travolta print from the movie Engine...
No, 49, Station 49.
Station 49, 49, where John...
Ladder 49.
Ladder 49, where John Travolta actually portrayed...
Captain Don.
Captain Don. He said the office and everything that was around him was his office. So
that's really cool.
That was pretty cool, yeah.
I wish I'd won
the
print.
Well, there was an easy way to do that.
I was playing.
No, you had to outbid somebody else for it.
Oh, that one. Yeah, that's true.
Silent
auction.
We
were gone by then.
Yes. So, but anyway, good food, good folks. A lot of the family was there from. Big Al's family was there.
Yes.
Who's Robin is known for forever. So
20 plus years.
Yeah. Did they post the results yet?
No. And she was going to text me, but she actually was so tired after the event.
Yeah, but did you
event?
Check on the website?
No, I will. I will right now. I've got to remember the web. Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Big Al's going fishing.
Thank you.
But there were some nice fish checked in. There were some, I think 30-some inches was the winner, you know. So, but everybody that fished had a good time. I got to see a few folks that I hadn't seen for a few years and, you know, meet some new people. So it was very nice, very nice time. And Bird Dog, Wheeler, and the Road Kings was great. You know, had a nice chat with Bird Dog and told him we played his music on our show. And we do, you know. Chris, maybe you want to throw a Bird Dog in this into this hour or two.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. And, you know, he was appreciative, and he said, I remember you gave me a voicemail a long time ago, and I sent you a voicemail back. So, I mean, he's pretty sharp. That's been a long time we've been playing it. So, anyway, nice to finally really get acquainted with the guy rather than on the phone or, you know, by reputation.
I didn't know you'd never met him.
I'd never met him, no.
I've been listening to him since I was a youngin.
Yeah. Did anybody see our Facebook post? We posted kind of late last night. And it's Outdoorsman Radio Show, Facebook Outdoorsman Radio Show. I shared it, but I may have shared it late with some of the folks that won't be up right now. But we try to get that up there and give you a little bit of a hint about what we're going to talk about. Sometimes we do, and sometimes we don't, but keep in mind that our Facebook pages are active. Outdoorsman Radio Show, Maryland Hunting Quarterly, Maryland Loves Crabs, Bucks, Bears, Stags, Eastern Shore. And the way you find them is simply go to ellisoutdoors.com. ellisoutdoors.com is the home page, basically, or the home base for the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and then the links on the homepage will take you to other places. Those of you who are, you know, who like social media and who do a lot of visiting online. So if you'd like to read Maryland Hunting Quarterly, you can, and don't have a copy, you can read that online. If you'd like to read Maryland Loves Crabs, you can read that online. We're working diligently on Maryland Loves Crabs. We need a good photo of crab-oriented photo for the cover. It's our 10th anniversary, and we want to knock it out of the park. We've had a couple good covers in the past. We've had a couple covers that were, you know, mediocre. But we would like to have a great cover for the 10th anniversary, wouldn't we, Robin?
Yes, we would.
Yes, we would. So that one you took the other night was pretty good, too.
Yeah, I like that one. We just have to get more crabs and do it again.
I don't know if we'll get crabs in time for the magazine cover or not, but we'll see.
Okay.
And speaking of crabs, crabs are expensive. Anybody out there who'd like to comment on the cost of crabs, we'd love to hear from you. We don't want you to name a shop. You can name a town, but don't name a shop. And, you know, understand that it's, you know, basic economics, supply and demand. The supply is not that great. The demand is greater, therefore that drives the price. I heard some amazing prices, $220, $230 for a bushel of number ones at the dock. Okay, that's by the wholesaler paid to the waterman. Then the wholesaler has to turn around and sell it to the retailer, make a profit. The retailer then has to turn around and sell it to you and make a profit. So that's why we're hearing tremendous prices on bushels of crabs and dozens of crabs. The supply is not there just yet. Now, Mid Bay, things have picked up a little bit. In some of the rivers, the guys that are private, you know, recreational guys on trot lines are doing well. Some of the commercial trot liners haven't even gone out yet. And this this weekend, with the holiday weekend, crabs are going to be in short supply. And because of the weather, I'm guessing temperatures in the mid-50s for 48 hours or so is not going to help that situation, plus the influx of the fresh water as well. So if you'd like to comment on any of that, we'd love to talk to you, 410-922-6680. And also, we're giving away a Tim Sherman Fish and Tackle package today with some spinnerbait, perch package today. If you fish for perch, you're welcome to give us a call here, 410-WCBM 680, 922-6680. Give Chris your name and number. Go on the air with me. Say hi. I just wanted to get in the contest. And somebody today will win a beautiful package of fish and tackle from Tackle Box Tim Sherman. So 410-922-6680. Robin, anything you want to comment on?
No.
No?
I was trying to find that website, and I can't find it.
Big Al's going
fishing. I know.
Going fishing.
I can't get it.
Okay.
.com. I even looked at the ad, and I can't get it.
Okay. Next Saturday is a free fishing day. The following Saturday is a free fishing day. And then the 4th of July, 3 days you can fish in Maryland without having a fishing license, a trout stamp, or any registration. Maryland hosts license-free fishing days annually on the first two Saturdays in June and on the Independence Day holiday. On these days, any individual may catch and possess fin fish in any tidal and non-tidal waters of Maryland, as long as it's for recreational purposes. All anglers must follow the current size and catch limits found in the department's fishing and crabbing guide. So there you are. Next Saturday, you can go fishing for free. Let's hope the weather will be better. What am I hearing dinging? Robin?
Oh, I'm sorry. My fault. I forgot to put it on silent. It's Bri.
What, your phone?
She's awake. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Brian's awake. Good morning, Bri.
I think she's going back to sleep. Didn't last long.
I hope so. That would be good. That would be good. All right. So what did we say on our Facebook page, Robin? What did that post say that I sent you last night to post? Let's see.
Oh, you are really pushing me tonight, aren't you?
I am.
Well, hold on. Let me look. You said we'll be discussing public input for changing freshwater fishing regulations.
Yep.
Giving away fishing tackle.
Yep.
Talking about high crab prices.
Yep.
Spear fishing for bass? ? And that's all I know.
Spear fishing for bass.
Sorry, I was working on what you asked me to.
I can't wait to talk about that. Well, here's what's happening. Here's what the department is considering. The Department of Natural Resources would like to replace the special regulations on certain impoundments with statewide regulations. In other words, if you have a waterway, a pond in particular, is what they're talking about, and it has special regulations, they would like to replace those special regulations with statewide regulations. So regulations for eliminate the black bass, largemouth, and smallmouth bass catch and return regulations for Wheatley Lake, located in Charles County. Wheatley Lake is the only impoundment under this restriction. Statewide rules for black bass open season is June 16th through the last day of February. 12-inch minimum size and 5 fish per person per day would apply in this area. And then they want to eliminate the limited harvest regulation. Limited harvest regulations restrict the daily harvest in certain places to 10 fish total, all species in aggregate, only one of which may be a largemouth bass. Statewide limits for all species, not just black bass, would apply in the following bodies of water. And in it's Allen's Pond, Bowie Town Center Pond, Costco Lake Farm Museum Pond, Governor's Bridge Natural Area Pond, Greenbelt Lake, Hughesville Pond, Hutchins Pond, Lake Artemisia, the Merkel Wildlife Management Area, all ponds located within the Merkel area boundaries. And most of these are in Prince George's and Charles County. There's a few outside of that. Myrtle Grove Pond in Charles County, Pemberton Pond in Wicomico County, Rising Sun Pond, age-restricted March 1st through May 15th. And that's in Cecil County. Roberts Field Pond and Roberts Mill Pond in Carroll County, South Germantown, Park Pond, located in South Germantown Pond Park, Tucker Pond in PG, Westminster Community Pond in Carroll. Then they want to remove the designation of trophy largemouth and smallmouth bass fishing area from four areas. Statewide limits for all species would apply in Blair's Valley Lake, Centennial Lake in Howard County, Chesapeake Ranch Estates, all the ponds in Calvert, Patuxent Naval Air Test Center, all the ponds in St. Mary's County. They would also like to change the designation of trophy largemouth bass and smallmouth bass fishing areas to largemouth bass and smallmouth bass slot limit fishing areas, and this will apply to Johnson's Pond in Wicomico County, Leonard Mill Pond in Wicomico County, Seneca Lake in Montgomery County, St. Mary's Lake in St. Mary's County, and this is a name change for the areas. So there's public input wanted for these. You can go on the department website and comment publicly on these changes for these waterways. My guess is there won't be a lot of opposition to these changes, and there will be limited public comment. That is just my guess. If I'm wrong, I would certainly admit that I'm wrong, but if you think that these things, if you think that these are vital changes that will affect your life in a negative way, then I think you should comment. I think you should comment. How about that? We have a caller. Well, who's the caller?
Mark in Reisterstown.
Hi, Mark.
Oh, good morning. Thank you very much.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. By the way, I was just thinking about it. I used to love when you used to sip coffee in the morning when you wake up. When you'd start the show. Remember when you did that? You'd make that sound effect on the radio, sipping your coffee. Yeah,
make that sound effect. That wasn't a sound effect. That was me really sipping coffee like I just did.
I just woke up, too, and I was going to try to imitate that myself. But what I was going to ask about was you were speaking about a publication that is its 10th anniversary publication. You wanted to hit the cover. You wanted the cover to hit it out of the ballpark. What type of a cover? Is it a photograph?
A photograph would be great. Somebody eating crabs, somebody catching crabs.
Okay.
You know, it's called Maryland Loves Crabs.
Maryland Loves Crabs, yeah, they sure do. That's
yep.
a fact.
Yep. Email it to me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I just got one from Captain Dawn.
All right, I appreciate that. I mean, I might as well ask a question. I mean, I always love learning stuff. I mean,
sure.
The way that the weather is right now, can people hunt in the rain like this, or is that kind of like not a thing?
Well, it's not a thing because the only thing in season right now would be coyotes and groundhogs, I think.
Oh. Okay.
So, and the coyotes are denned up with the pups, and the groundhogs are you know, they're considered a varmint, so there's no problem with that. But if you'd like to go out and try and see through your scope in this rain and endure the mid-50s temperatures, but have at it. Knock yourself off.
What about the largemouth bass? You were saying something about there's a limit on, is that a special, that's a special fish, I'm just guessing.
Largemouth bass have a state
a limit. Is there a special species or something that's protected or anything like that? That's what I was just wondering.
Well, I was trying to answer your question, so I'll try again. Largemouth and smallmouth bass are protected during their spawning season. That season is usually, let me see what it is. June 16th through the last day of February. And after that, both these species spawn at various times throughout that March, April, May, mid-June season, depending on a number of different things, water temperature and diurnal period and things like that. So they're protecting these bass. In some of these waters that I named, all those ponds and lakes and so forth, there are special regulations that restrict harvest on those species, largemouth and bass, largemouth and smallmouth bass. So they're trying to, rather than have 20 ponds with 20 different types of regulations, they're trying to establish uniformity across some of these waterways and just say the state regulations for everybody else applies to these ponds that have special regulations.
Well,
follow
that's
me?
Very good. I'm glad to understand that. I remember you mentioning Patuxent River Naval Air Station, and that was my final assignment when I was in the military. And it's Memorial Day weekend. I'd like to just, I guess I'll just mention that in tribute that Memorial Day weekend for me is about those that aren't living anymore. And so, you know, recognition of the survivors of all those that are not with us. God bless them. Thank them, the lost ones, for their service.
Well, thank you, Mark. That was very kind of you.
You're welcome.
Greatly appreciate it. All right.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Talk soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There goes Mark. And that was a very nice thought for
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day, indeed.
I was wearing my color. I'm wearing my flags on my fingers, actually.
I see that. So, flags on your fingernail. Flags on your fingernails.
Yep.
That makes it hard to type.
You're so funny. That's the reason I can't get my text correct.
Oh, do you know we missed our first break?
No, already? And we're already tight.
Okay. So, Chris?
Yes?
Did you happen to see the spot schedule I sent you?
Yes.
Did you happen to print it out?
Can't.
You can't print it?
Nope.
Okay.
We're going to combine two of them. How's that?
Oh, man, I didn't want to do that.
Here we go.
That's my fault. We have so many sponsors, we need to break it into three breaks, but we'll just daggone it.
Well, the other thing is, too, you could go ahead, do a break now, and then talk for a few more minutes, do another break, and then do the last break at no later than 10 off.
Well, we don't want to. I want to kind of get into a routine here. So, anyway, nuts. All right. Well, if you want to go fishing this weekend sometime, maybe it'll clear up by Monday. You can go on Memorial Day. Why not stop by Clyde's Sports Shop for your bait before you go? And you might need some hooks or weights or terminal tackle for any of that stuff. You might, while you're in there, see a new fishing lure. You might decide it's time to buy a new rod and reel. Well, you can do all that at Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Take a look at the Shakespeare rods and reels, the Ugly Sticks, the Pfluger rods and reels, the St. Croix rods. Exactly. And if you got some kids and you want to plan for the next three free fishing days where you can go with the kids and nobody has to buy a license, well, check out the kids' fishing combos starting at $19.95. And they're specific for panfish or trout or catfish, you know, and much, much more. All trolling spoons and lures are on sale. Available. I'm sorry, I'm looking at their sale ad. All trolling lures are available. The Clark spoons, the Sea Striker planers for a little later on for the Spanish mackerel. excuse me, Clyde's Sport Shop has all the rockfish gear, too, including the circle hooks that you'll need for live bait fishing as well. Why not stop by? Give them a call at 410-242-6108. That's 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. Clyde Sports Shop is open 7 days a week. Okay. You have a fireplace that you never use. Well, we did too. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. Well, we fixed all that, and we're looking at it right now when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply and install our EX35 Enviro gas fireplace insert. They did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. And I was in there the other day. I saw, what's his name that comes out and services our...
Brian.
Yeah. Brian.
He's good. Awesome.
He's great. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat, especially this morning, from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop by the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44. Be ready for the approaching next few months cold weather. Visit BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. They are, that's for sure. Where's my list? Ah, got it. So, Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors. They're in Edgewater. Stopped by there not too long ago and viewed that wonderful selection of things that they have there. They invite you to their new location at 3137 Solomon's Island Road on northbound side of of Solomon's Island Road, Route 2, near Advanced Auto Parts. Phone number 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and freshwater tidal and bay fishing tackle, too. And now Bay Country Crabbing Supply has a new hunting department with Hoyt, Matthews, bows, arrows, and accessories, and more on the way. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has fishing and crabbing bait, ice, stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, seasoning, and a full line of fishing tackle and gear at Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors. For more information, call 410-956-0300. That's 956-0300. Attention, watermen, bring your license in for your discount. BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
Northeast winds, a lot of gray weather around for today with rains throughout the day and then light showers tomorrow. Finally, some sunshine by Monday. Northeast winds keeping us in the 50s with half-inch rains. Coastal flood advisories up for the area. Low tonight, 48. Rain showers likely Sunday, and they'll be lighter. High 57, low 50 tomorrow night. And then Monday, partly cloudy with a high of 75. Tuesday, mostly cloudy near 80. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and Northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com. And Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
You know I love that organic cooking. I always ask for more. And they call me Mr. Natural on down to the health food store. I only eat good sea salt. White sugar don't touch my lips. And my friends is always begging me to take them on macrobiotic trips. Yes, they are. All but night I take out my strong box that I keep under lock and key. And I take it off to my closet where nobody else can see. I open that door so slowly, take a peek up north and south. Then I pull out a Hostess Twinkie and I pop it in my mouth.
I love it.
Yeah, in the daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me.
All right, 410.
I like that.
410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We welcome you to call and enter our fishing. You know, if I were a normal person and didn't have to get up and do a radio show on Saturday mornings, I'd still be sleeping.
You wouldn't be fishing. You'd be sleeping.
No, I wouldn't be fishing. Not today. It's too rainy. I mean, fish bite in the rain sometimes, but I don't like getting wet. You know the old Hank Williams Jr. song? I like fishing in the rain. Well, I don't particularly care for it. I've done it plenty of times. I've done it a couple of times this year. But what?
Just trying to figure out something new they're doing.
Well, I guess we'll have to inspire people to call with the story we teased them about on Facebook. Have to find it. But let me see what I can do here. There was a story that was on... Where did I lose it?
Is that the one you dropped on the floor?
No, I don't think so. Here it is right here. Okay, so I don't know if I saw this or somebody sent it to me or how it all came about, but there's a story out there that was on the Maryland Natural Resources Police Facebook page, which is usually, you know, follows up a press release from the Maryland Natural Resources Police, and this one was very interesting. However, if you go on their Facebook page now, you cannot find this story. Nor is it on the Natural Resource Police website page on DNR website. So here's the story. And we tracked it down through the folks at the Nottingham News, whatever that's called up there in Nottingham, Maryland. Maryland Natural Resource Police officers patrolling Gunpowder Falls State Park have charged three New York men with fishing with a spear gun and fishing without a license after hours. At around 11:30 p.m. on Sunday, May 16th, officers were conducting surveillance at Gunpowder Falls State Park when they observed three men in the river fishing with spear guns. As the officers approached the men, they saw several fish, including three smallmouth bass, two largemouth bass, one common carp, one American eel, three snakeheads, and 13 creek chub fall fish.
What's a creek? Remind me at the end, what's a chub fish? I don't know what that is.
It's a big minnow.
Okay.
Big minnow. You know what
like a bull minnow.
No. You know what a sucker is, right? No. It's a big minnow.
I'll look it up.
Fall fish, yes. Anyway, we used to catch creek chubs all the time when I was a kid. And some of them had bumps on their head, and we called them horny chubs. Haven't seen one in years. So here's the rest of the story, Robin.
I'm sorry, I just didn't know what that was.
When questioned, the men admitted to shooting the fish with spear guns and not possessing fishing license. As a result, police charged them with multiple violations and confiscated the fish. Diego Martinez Bueno, 36 years old, of Baldwin, Martin Collado Rodriguez, 30, and Luis Fernandez Garcia, 29, both of Brooklyn, were charged with possession of a weapon in a state park, fishing without a license, and a battery of other charges. Each man faces up to 1,492, Columbus sealed the ocean blue, in fines if convicted. $1,492 in fines if convicted. Why do you think that this particular post was withdrawn from Facebook? Or why do you think that this particular post was not reposted on the Natural Resources Police website? I'm not sure. But anyway, Diego Martinez Bueno, Martin Collado Rodriguez, and Luis Fernandez Garcia are in a lot of trouble. Here's my question. You come from Brooklyn, New York, and you say to yourself, I think I'll go to Maryland, and we'll take our spear guns with us, and as soon as we find a fresh water, I think we'll go out at night and spear some fish. Do you think there's a lot of forethought into that plan?
They could have been visiting someone down here and just did it. I mean, they I guess could've. You had to bring your spears with you. But
yeah, I mean, you don't come to Maryland and go, hey, can I borrow your spear gun? Three of them?
I don't know.
I'm just trying to figure out the whole story. You know how I am. I'm curious. Do you think there was any alcohol involved?
I wasn't there, and I don't know, and I won't speculate.
I'm just asking.
I'm
just asking the questions because I'm a curious person.
I'm really trying to stay out of it because I'm going to say something that gets me in trouble.
Well, you might. But I'm just saying. I can't for the life of me figure out why this story was withdrawn. I mean, this is a success story. Natural Resources Police arrested these guys. They charged them with fishing without a license, fishing after hours, fishing with a spear gun. You know, they took fish out of season, those largemouth and smallmouth bass. I mean, they did help get rid of some snakeheads, you know. We appreciate that. But I would say that Diego Martinez Bueno and Martin Collado Rodriguez and Luis Fernandez Garcia are all in big trouble. I just hope they show up in court. 410. What? What were you going to say?
It really brings up putting government stuff on social media pages,
yeah,
which I really appreciate because I like to read it.
Yeah.
But some people just can't treat it with just being news, and they have to give their personal opinions and actually run our DNR off of posting something on Facebook.
I see.
And I think...
So you think that this post was withdrawn because of...
Well, I'm assuming, which I shouldn't do.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of negative feedback to it, and it got nasty.
Okay.
And then it was taken down, and it's a real moral dilemma whether government... And we did it. I mean, I'm a Trump supporter and all that stuff, but they took him off Facebook. They've banned him from it.
Right.
And I don't know if social media should be used for that kind of stuff when it's something as important as our politics.
I got it.
I don't know.
I got it. Well, I think the comments are probably what caused people.
Well, that's what I said. People can't just act normal.
We got callers.
Okay.
Okay. We have Eileen. Good morning, Eileen. How are you? Hello,
Hi,
Eileen.
Alan.
How are you?
Great. I just wanted to let you know that I on a Facebook page last night, somebody sent me It was for Copper River salmon. We don't have it here.
Right.
But they were selling for the king, for fillet for king, $79 a piece.
Wow.
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 Okay.
Yeah. I remember years ago when I'd gone out there visiting for a conference. This was back years and years ago. I would have it shipped, you know, I would go to the market, the open market there, and
yeah.
have it shipped back home for probably half that, you know, for an entire salmon. It was, it's the best salmon I've ever had.
I had a, I have a cousin lives in Altoona, Pennsylvania, and her brother moved to Washington State. Successful guy, professional football player, and, you know, moved to Washington State, and one year for Christmas, he sent her an entire smoked salmon for Christmas.
Wow.
Yep. She didn't really like it because she wasn't real sure how to cook it, and so she kind of ruined it.
Yeah, so, really.
Yeah.
What was very interesting, and I don't know if it can be done with other fish, and since I don't purchase it anymore,
right?
But they had shipped it to me with each piece in water, and they told me to freeze it, each piece in water, and it prevents the fish from getting freezer burn.
Right. Well, I appreciate the call, Eileen. Thank you so much.
Take care. Have a great weekend, and happy holiday to both of you and your
you
family.
Also, Eileen.
Thank
have
you.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Hey, we got Glenn on the line.
Hey, Glenn, how you doing?
Hey, Al and Rob. How you all doing?
Doing great.
Doing great.
That's good. Yeah, doing this time goes fast anymore. Done this, like I talked to you a couple of days ago.
Right, I know it.
I know, time is just flying. You know, I said, yeah, okay, go ahead. I'm right. Nothing.
What?
Nothing. Nothing. Bye. Anyway, how are you doing, Glenn?
Okay.
Good.
You enjoying the rain out there? Finally got a little rain this past week, so.
Yeah.
Things will start growing again.
Yeah, everything is kind of messing me up.
I hear you.
I was going to plant some sunflowers for doves this fall, and
yep,
kind of messed this up on that. But other than that,
got it. So, well, nice of you to check in this morning, buddy. Unfortunately, we're a little crushed for time right now, so we've got to move on. Okay.
All right. You all,
all right.
Take care.
Yep. We'll talk soon.
Right.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye. Hey, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville knows fire. Are you looking for a new backyard grill? Well, when I stopped by to see Bill the other day, he said, it's going to be all about grills from here on out through the summer. So pellet grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe grill smokers are at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You know, I love grilling. I don't do it as often as I should have, and we planned on it this weekend for tomorrow, but I'm not real sure that tomorrow is going to be the day to grill. Maybe Monday. We'll see. But I'm looking at trying to get another grill, and I'm going to be shopping at Backyard Billy's. That pellet grill by Traeger, that's the bomb right there. You set it, forget it, set the temperature, and your smoked meat is done, your steaks are done, whatever. Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe. Those are those dome-type smokers and grills. They do a fantastic job. So why not check out Hearth America at Backyard Billy's? You can also check out the pellet stoves, the gas stoves, the electric stoves, or the wood stoves from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather when it gets here next fall. Visit BackyardBillys.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44. It's heat you want. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and Northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call in to the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com, and Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We're back again. Who's on the line, Chris? Who's my first caller?
Your first caller is Bob in Westminster.
Bob in Westminster, and we got a bunch of calls lined up here. Maybe somebody will have to wait, unfortunately.
We'll do our best.
That was my fault. I'll admit it. So, Bob, what's up, man?
Okay, last week I believe I called about this fishing rod I had with the sliding rings on it, the cork handle.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And I'm looking for somebody to replace the handle with a fixed reel seat. And you said you might be able to help me, and you probably get back to me.
Okay. I probably will. I've been on the road all week, buddy. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
And just nuts. So.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. So, you know, anything you can help me with. That'll be fine.
You got it.
Okay.
You got it.
I'll look forward to your call then.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks for being patient.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Let's talk to, did we talk to Bruce yet?
No.
No.
No, we've
oh,
got
Mike is on Mike the line. Good morning, Mike. How are you, Mike?
Yes. Good morning, Alan and Robin.
Good morning.
And happy Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you.
And what I'm wondering is, you're talking about crabbing being so expensive, the crabs are expensive. Because,
right.
The rumor is that the young crabs that the catfish have been, the catfish and the snakeheads have been eating them in a voracious amount.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just wondering if you could comment on that and the... one more thing, the future of the Second Amendment, what's your opinion about that?
And oh, man, that's a long discussion. As far as the catfish and the snakeheads eating the crabs, they are invasive species and they are opportunistic eaters. But they'll also eat a gizzard shad or a menhaden just as quickly, okay, or a bull minnow. So I'm sure it's part of their diet. I suspect it has more of an environmental thing than being eaten. You know, the young crabs are spawned offshore on the continental shelf, and then they have to depend on wind and tides to bring them into the bay, okay? There are reports that some of the crabbing in the mid-bay has improved, but the supply of crabs in the wintertime, people that sell year-round crabs don't sell all Maryland crabs. Maryland season is from April 1st till... you know, December 1st or whatever it is out there at the other end. So they've got to depend on other sources. And right now those sources are Louisiana, Texas, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and other places. And those areas are having trouble with their crabs as well. So the imported crabs from other states into Maryland are expensive. And Maryland crabs haven't come on the way they should yet. And part of that could be at the environmental factors that I mentioned or you mentioned. So the supply is low and the demand is high, and that's what causes the prices to go high. So as far as the Second Amendment, that's a discussion for another time when we have more than a minute left in the hour.
But we will.
Okay, Mike,
thank you very much for your calls and your questions.
All right, take care. Bye.
Call back next week if you would. I appreciate it. Captain Don, Bruce, hang on to the next hour, buddy. We'll be talking.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, and remember what this weekend's about. It's really important, our heritage.